Violet's Discovery, Preschool Version, Part 1. Ready, set, go! All the runners took off. Violet got a quick start. With every step, she went faster and faster. Sweat rolled off her face, and her heart pounded as she passed other runners. She could see the finish line ahead and pushed her legs even harder until she crossed it. The crowd jumped up from their seats, clapped, and cheered. "We have our national 100-meter champion, Violet!" She could hardly believe it. She had just become the fastest 15-year-old in the nation. After a long ride, Violet and her parents finally arrived home. She carried her bags up the steps to the front door. As she opened the door, the two family dogs zoomed out into the yard, knocking Violet over. She felt a sharp pain rip through her leg as she fell to the ground. "Ouch! You stupid dogs!" she cried out. "What happened, Violet?" her mother called. "My leg! My leg!" cried Violet. "It hurts!" Her mom came over to take a look. "Oh, dear, you'll need to go to the hospital." Violet's dad lifted her back into the car. Off they drove to the hospital. They had to wait a long time for the doctor to come in with her x-rays. "Well, Violet," said the doctor, "you've certainly had a big day. You've gone from being the fastest runner in the country to a patient in the hospital. You have broken your leg, and I'm afraid it's going to be many weeks before you are running again." Violet was very upset. She knew it was going to be bad, but she was still hoping for better news than this. "It's going to be about 8 weeks before you are able to begin practicing again," the doctor said. He put a cast on her leg and gave her crutches. They drove home in silence. Violet was very angry. She couldn't believe this had happened. Those rowdy dogs had ruined her whole summer. Violet's dad helped her out of the car and through the door. As soon as she saw the dogs, she whacked them with her crutch and yelled, "You guys ruined everything!" She went to her room. "How could this have happened to me? I can't run anymore, and that's what I love doing. This is going to be a horrible summer." Violet lay on her bed and stared at the walls. Her eyes caught sight of a picture her running coach had given her last year. It was a verse from the Bible. "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "How am I supposed to be grateful for this?" moaned Violet.